Bruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Chof Dalet Amud Beis at the very top. Previously, the Gemara had a question. Do we say Al HaNisim at Musaf during Chanukah? There are 2 days that come out that we would say Musaf during Chanukah. One would be Shabbos and the other one would be Rosh Chodesh Teves. And the Shaila is, do we say Al HaNisim on Musaf when Musaf itself has nothing to do with Chanukah or not? The Gemara proved from Rav that indeed we would not say Al HaNisim at Musaf on Chanukah. Because Rav said that when we said that there are Haftarah at the Mincha of Shabbos, they used to then read the Haftarah at Mincha of Shabbos, and when Yontif came out to be on that Shabbos, we would not mention, says Rav, the Yontif when it comes to the brachos of the Haftarah. So from there, the Gemara proved that we would not also mention the Al HaNisim at Musaf on Chanukah. Says the Gemara now, Ve'les hilchasa kekol hanishmaitza. The halacha is not like that. Ela ki ha derav Yeshua ben Levi, Yom HaKippurim shechal yoyz b'Shabbos. When Yom Kippur comes out to be on Shabbos, HaMispalo ni'ilo, Tzorech lahazkir shel Shabbos. When a person davens ni'ilo, which has nothing to do with Shabbos, he still mentions Shabbos. Yoim hu sheneschayi ba'arba tefilos, because the day is obligating all of those other tefilos of Shachris, Mincha, Mariv, and therefore the fourth tefila of Ne'ila will also then be mentioned when it comes to Shabbos. So Shabbos not only mentioned those tefilos, it's mentioned in the Musaf, it's mentioned in the Ne'ila as well. So therefore we prove that indeed that you mention, or we're saying that indeed you mention Shabbos at Ne'ilah, even though Ne'ilah has nothing to do with Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, Kashi Hilchasa Hilchasa. Because Amri's Hilchasa Ki Rabbi Shul Ben Levi. We just said the Halachas like Rabbi Shul Ben Levi, that when it comes to Yom Kippur and in Shabbos, you still mention Shabbos at Ne'ilah. V'kaimalon Hilchasa Ki Rava. We also established that the Halachas like Rava. The Omar Rava, that Rava said, Yom Tif Shechal Liyois B'Shabbos, that Yontif, that is Chal on Shabbos, Shaliach Tzibur Hayori Lifnei Ateva Arvis Eino Tzorech Lahazkir Shal Yontif, that on Leil Shabbos, when the Shliach Tzibur says Me'ein Sheva, he doesn't mention Yontif. Shil Mole Shabbos Ein Shliach Tzibur Yored Arvis B'Yontif, because if it was not for Shabbos, on Leil Yontif, we would not mention, the Shliach Tzibur would not mention a Me'ein Sheva. And therefore, when it comes out to be that Yontif is Chal on Shabbos, on Leil Shabbos, when we do say Me'ein Sheva, we don't mention Yontif. So he's asking that we have a stira, because on the one hand, you're saying that we do mention Shabbos at Ne'ilah when Yom Kippur comes out to be on Shabbos. On the other hand, we say that when Yontif comes out to be on Shabbos, we don't mention Yontif. Why not? Answers the Gemara, Hachi Hashto. Now, is this so? It's not a good comparison. They're two different things. Hasam over there, Bidinhu da'afilu b'Shabbos nami lo tzorich. In regards to Leil Shabbos, when mentioning Me'ein Sheva, there, Mi'ikar Adin, you don't have to then mention Me'ein Sheva. Only why did the Chacham institute Me'ein Sheva on Leil Shabbos? Rabbanu de'tikuni mishum sakono. The Rabbanu were misakein Me'ein Sheva because of a sakono. The sakono is as follows. Because since most people come to shul on Leil Shabbos, and the shuls used to be outside, let's say in the fields, and they were susceptible to mazikin, so we were concerned about those who would then be latecomers. And therefore, we added the Me'ein Sheva to then prolong the tefillah, that nobody should then be alone when davening is finished. So Me'ikir Hadin, there's no need to then say this tefillah. Only they were misaking it as a way to then prevent mazikin. Aval Hochab, in regards to Ne'ilah, Yoim Hu Shenischayiv Ba'arba Tefillos. It's the day that's chayiv all of those tefillos. Arvis, Shacharis, Mincha, Musaf, and now Ne'ilah, and therefore at Ne'ilah as well, do you mention the Shabbos? The Gemara now quotes the end of the Mishnah that says v'lo ba'alya, and you cannot use the tail of the sheep in order then to use the oil from that tail as the oil for Shabbos Neiros. Now the Mishnah also said that there's a machloikis. The lashon of the Mishnah was that the Tanakhama said loy ba'alya, not the tail, v'lo bechelev, and not its fat. Nochem Hamadi oimer malikin bechelev mevushal. Nochem Hamadi of the opinion that you could, yes, use the chelev that was cooked. V'chachom oimim echad mevushal v'echad she'ena mevushal ein malikin boy. Whereas the Chachom argue and say you cannot use the chelev even if it was mevushal. Ask the Gemara the obvious question. Chachom hainu Tanakama. That's what the Tanakama said. The Tanakama began by saying, lo va'alya ve'lo b'chelev. So what is the additional opinion of the Chachom who are saying you cannot use the chelev, not of its mevushal, not of its eino mevushal? Answers the Gemara, Ike benayu, the Rav Runa omarav. And the Chof Aleph, we saw the opinion of Rav Runa omarav, that said that even when it comes to the chelev, if you add some of the good oil as a mixture together with this chelev that is mevushal, then you could, yes, use this oil. But the Gemara says, v'lo mesaymi, but it's not clear, is this the opinion of the Tanakama or is this the opinion of the Chachamim? But one of them, nonetheless, holds that if you do mix oil that is permissible to be used on Shabbos, for Shabbos Neiros, that is, then it is mutter to then also then use it together with the chelev mevushal. Our new Mishnah says as follows: Ein malikin b'shemen sreifa b'yontav. You cannot use the neiros for Shabbos if it's going to then have the shemen shel sreifa on yontav. That means when yontav is chal on erev Shabbos, you cannot then light that shemen. Rabbi Yishmael Oimer, Ein malikin be'itran, b'ibnei kvod ha'Shabbos. Rabbi Yishmael says you cannot use the itran, which we learn on daf Chof Amid Beis, that the Gemara identifies the itran as being that which you take zephet. Zephet is tar, and you were to burn the zephet. The oil that comes out from that is called itran, and that's a terrible smelling substance, and therefore Rabbi Shmuel said you cannot use itran for your oil for Neros of Shabbos because of covered Shabbos. It's not a cover for Shabbos. The Chachamim matirin bekol hashmonim, including itran, as follows: b'shemen shum shemin, or some can pronounce shemen sum shemin, that means sesame oils. They allow that b'shemen egozim, oil out from nuts; b'shemen tznonots, oil from radishes; b'shemen dogim, oil that comes from fish; b'shemen pakuois, oil that comes from a dalas, a gourd; b'itran uveneft, even these terrible smelling substances of itran and neft can also be used, according to the Chachamim, for your oil for Shabbos Neiros. Rabbi Tarfon Oimer, Ein malikin ela b'shemen zayis bilvad. Rabbi Tarfon is the opinion that you can only use shemen zayis, and in truth, everybody agrees to Rabbi Tarfon that that is the best fuel for your nail, because after all, the psila, the wick, absorbs, it draws forth the shemen zayis best. In fact, we saw that when it comes to the neiros shel Chanukah, shemen zayis is the ideal. It's mina muvchar for that reason. Says the Gemara, my taima, asked the Gemara, what's the reason why a malikin b'shemen sreifa b'yomtif? Says the Gemara, the fisha ein sarfin kodshim b'yotim, because you're not allowed to then burn kodshim on yomtif. So therefore, that shemen sreifa, which we identified as being truma shenit ma, that is not allowed to be burned because as a gezera for shemen sarfin, kodshim b'yontif. You can't burn kodshim on yontif. Ask the Gemara, what's the source for this? Menahani mili. Where do we know that you cannot burn kodshim b'yontif? The Gemara now brings four different opinions, four different sources for not being able to burn kachim on Yontif, which is their raisa. Omar Chizkiya v'chein tana de Beis Chizkiya. Chizkiya said, and some say it was taught in the house, in the Beis Medrash of Chizkiya. Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, v'loy sosiu mimenu ad boiker. When it comes to the kachim, the sacrifice that was left over in the morning, it says, do not leave it over the morning. You should eat it the entire night. But don't leave it till the next morning. And if you do leave it over until the morning, so the Pasuk goes on to say, you shall burn it in fire. So here, the Gemara makes a mention. It didn't have to mention ad boikir because it already said in the Reisha of the Pasuk, Lo sasu menu ad boikir. Don't leave it until the morning. Why does it add then afterwards, V'hanoyser mimenu ad boikir? Just say hanoyser mimenu. Why does it add ad boikir again? Ba kosuv litein lo boikir sheni lisrei fosoy. Coming to teach us that it's not the first morning, which would be yontif. Let's say it's a Korban Pesach, you left until the next morning. That would be the first boikir. But rather, you can only burn it the second boikir, which would be then Chola HaMoed. The second source is Obai. Obai Omar. Omar Kro, it says in the Pasuk, Oilas Shabbas B'Shabbatoi. When it comes to the Ola offering on Shabbos, it's on the Shabbos. Says Abai to explain, V'loi Oilas Chol B'Shabbos. And not when it was an oila that was ben ha'arboim on Erev Shabbos or on Erev Yontif that could be burnt on Shabbos. Rava Omar, Rava says a third opinion. Omar cross in the Pasuk, Hu levadoi ye'ose lochem. He alone, it's referring to the first day of Yontif is Aser b'malacha. The seventh day of Yontif, Pesach, is Aser b'malacha. Shvi shel Pesach. And it says in that pasuk, "Hu levadoi ye'ase lachem." He alone, who it itself alone ye'ase lachem, can be done for you. Who it refers to oichon nefesh. You can cook and do malacha for the food itself. V'lo machshirin. However, not machshirin, not to then do malacha to make a knife or a stove to then allow yourself to cook. Then the pasuk says, "Levadoi." V'loy mila shelo bizmano da'asya b'kal v'chomer, and not bris mila that is postponed, that cannot be done on Shabbos and Yontif, which you might have thought can be done through a kal v'chomer. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi over here explains this kal v'chomer and why we would think indeed that you could say that mila that is postponed would then indeed be permissible, and we learn otherwise. Says Rashi, Levada lemuute mila shelo bizmana delo dachi Shabbos v'yontif. This comes to exclude bris mila that was postponed from its eighth day to be a different day. That does not push off Shabbos and Yontif. You cannot give a bris mila to the child if it's not on its eighth day on Shabbos or on Yontif. The Eloi ma'ate kro asya kavachom de tidchi. If I didn't have the pasuk, I might think that indeed a kal v'chomer will then say that a postponed bris mila can be done on Shabbos or Yontif. As follows, the parak Rabbi Eliezer teaches the hachi tanya hasam umatzaras shedoiches avoida va'avoida doiches haShabbos. When it comes to tzaras, if there's a skin that has tzaras, so if a kohen has tzaras, so it's doiche. The avoida, that means that you cannot do the avoida and take off the tzaras. The tzaras then remains. The avoida is still doiches Shabbos, and avoida of the kohanim is doiches Shabbos. So mila shelo bizmano doiche oiso, and mila that is not in its proper time, that's postponed, is doiche the Shabbos. That's why we might think the hochi tanya hasam. Because it teaches over there in the Braisa, Mila doiches hatzaras. That since Mila is doiche tzaras, and we said just before that tzaras is doiche avoid and avoid is doiche Shabbos. So using the transitive property of mathematics, therefore the Mila, which is Doiche Tzaras, therefore can also Doiche Shabbos. So it says the Rashi, Shabbos should nitches mipnei avoida, ain't on din, should take Mila shalom bizman a Doiche Oiso. If Shabbos is then pushed off by avoida, then certainly Mida should be able to push off Shabbos. That would be the Kav HaChomer. Also, Levado, comes the Pasuk and says, Levadoi, La'apuke mehai Kav HaChomer, comes to then take out, to exclude from saying this Kav HaChomer. Deloi Tidrosh Le'ez, not to then dorish it. Umemele Shamin Amino, the mitzvah she'ein zmana kavua, any other mitzvah that is postponed, v'yochol ha'asoy se l'macha, that can be done a different day, eino doiches yontif, does not push off yontif, cannot be done on yontif, and certainly it cannot be done on Shabbos. And Rashi concludes, v'hu adin l'sreifas kachim t'meim. And so too, when it comes to sreifas kachim t'meim, this is the third source that Levado teaches me that cannot be done on yontif. The Gemara now brings the fourth source, Ravashi Omar Shabbos Shabboson. It says Shabboson, referring to the yontif. The first day of Sukkot is Shabboson. The eighth day is Shabboson. It's yontif that is prohibited from doing malacha. And here it says in the lashon of asay, says the Gemara asay v'havolei yontif asay v'loy sasay, and also has a loy sasay of not doing malacha. Ve'ein asay of then the asay of burning the carbon, the sorry if the kachim, that asay is not doiche es loisa asay ve'asay. That mitzvah asay of sorry if the kachim cannot push aside the yontif that has both an asay and a loisa asay.